This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live website. We're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the biggest markets out there. And, of course, just for good measure, we've dropped in some of the leading independent stations here, there, and everywhere to round out the show. Now, also, we broadcast live streaming on the Internet at GCN Live and many of our radio stations. And, of course, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll see it over there. You click on the link, and boom, you're listening to the live show right now. And then that show will continue to stream until the next new one comes on. And we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as our bulk mail center haulers, the mail, of course, very important to get that through. And I want to thank the mailman for delivering a much-needed package yesterday. Thank you very much. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go and other petroleum products, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Very simple. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Like the page. Follow us. And you'll see and hear all the different things that we're doing, including where we're going today for lunch. I'll get to that in a minute. And, of course, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captains America. And, of course, my website is none other than the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And, of course, our podcast is over there, too. And speaking of the podcast, you can find it on Podomatic. You can find it on our Salem Media Group stations, our flagship stations, also on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Gauna Radio, Boom Play Radio, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcast too. So many different ways to hear us, and we're here, there, and everywhere, as people like to say. All right, let's go over to the telephone line, and hour number two gets started with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
By the way, it's still a comfortable 80 degrees. Thank you very much, audience. It's still a very comfortable 80 degrees here and mostly clear skies, so we'll take that. Not humid at all tonight, so not bad, not bad, not bad. Now, are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words out there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, and more people need to understand that, and just maybe, 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 we might have a chance of taking our country back. Now, speaking of taking our country back, Have you, and I don't watch MSNBC. I had to watch Fox to see them show the pundits on MSNBC acting like damn fools and unintelligible nitwits. But did you see any of what was being said by the people over there?
I didn't really see what they said. I saw some video of them reacting, but no, I don't typically watch over there.
I don't think any intelligent person that wants to learn anything and wants to believe what's said watches MSNBC. I think that's the channel where the losers go, because they're preaching to the choir, what if you're a Democrat, and they're preaching radical stuff. They're calling us, by the way, they're calling us the insiders, the radical people, the cult members. That's what they're calling us, those of us on our side of the aisle, the right side of the aisle. They need to take a look in their own freaking backyard at themselves, don't they?
Well, what's happening is that there's now such a division in the country. We don't seem to agree on any basics. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, Captain, because somebody mentioned John F. Kennedy the other day, and I was thinking, well, of course, Kennedy came into office in the 1960 election, came in 1961, but there was a much different sort of vibe back then. Kennedy wasn't diametrically opposed to everything that Eisenhower stood for, mm-hmm. this kind of thing. But they had more of a common set of values, or the country
yeah.
did.
So
Republicans and Democrats weren't all that far apart on many of the basic things.
Let me remind everybody about the thing that he said that sticks in my mind today. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That has stuck in my mind ever since he said it.
That's right. That was part of his inaugural address, I believe. But right now, and you know, you've heard, it's going to almost become cliche, you know, John F. Kennedy couldn't get arrested in the Democrat Party these days. They would eject him. Summarily.
I believe that, because he was a conservative and he was an American. And he
right.
stood up for America. Now, he wasn't perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect president. But I'll tell you what, the young kids in the high schools and whatnot, they loved him. They absolutely flat out loved him. When he died, you should have seen the high schools. I know, because I was a senior when he died.
Yeah, but today we have such extremes.
Yeah, hold the thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Nat Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and it's going to be a great time today. I'll be there from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and might stick around a little bit longer. Depends on how many people we have and if any people show up late. I will have some free handouts and stuff, so I'll have stuff to hand to the folks. And I was hoping to have Frank Silvato's book in my hand by that time, but I don't. I'll have it within 2 to 3 days, according to Frank. And then the next time around, like next week, I'll have copies of his book, Nullification, that I'll be bringing with me to wherever it is I go. And by the way, George the Godfather, I got your copy with me. So don't worry. We got you covered here, my man. We got you covered. All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they've been making Relief Factor for going on 20 years. I've been taking it for 13, and the reason I take it is for two reasons. It works. You wouldn't hear me talking about it if it didn't. And it's literally helped with the swelling and the inflammation and the pain that I've had, not only in my left foot and ankle and leg, but also my back that I broke and my wrist that I broke and my shoulder that was broken and the arthritis that I've had in some of my joints. And it just helps me. It just helps me to get through the day. And I take it in the morning with my meal whenever I happen to have that meal, whether it's at in the after the show or towards lunchtime if I wake up late or whatever the deal is. That's when I take it. And I take one packet a day, 4 capsules inside the packet, and it works because it's all natural. And the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body by going right straight to the source of the inflammation, which is what causes the pain, to help or even eliminate or lower
the pain that you're in by going right straight to the store. So keep that in mind. 100% drug-free, and you can get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And when you get your automatic delivery, if you decide to stick around and get it, you can get it three different ways. You can get it with a monthly supply if you want to do it that way. You can get it with a two-month supply, or you can get it with a three-month supply. And, of course, the more you buy, the cheaper it is in terms of what they charge for the unit rate, the cheaper it is. So I take the 3 months part, so I don't have to worry about it every month. And I got plenty on hand, which is how come sometimes you see me walking around with samples when people want to try it, and I just give them one of those and say, here, try this. Or sometimes I'll give them two. Say, here, try it. Let me know what you think, and then go from there. But anyway, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 the price $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. Okay, Mr. Kyle, moving right along, who are the co-conspirators that were mentioned in the indictment of Donald Trump for January 6th?
Well, we don't know specifically, but...
We know one of them. We know one of them.
Well, that's right. It's thought that one of them is going to be Rudy Giuliani. Other possible ones might include Sidney Powell, also John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, could be. Again, this is all speculation, everybody. Kenneth Chesebro was a Trump campaign-related attorney, and I think the list goes on from there. But Rudy Giuliani seems to have bubbled to the surface here.
Now, there's a lot of fake news out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you can't just take this information that's coming out carte blanche and run with it, because the Democrats are trying to alienate the Republicans and anyone that's following Donald Trump, any conservative. We are in their crosshairs, and they're going to do anything they can, including just flat-out lie about what the truth is, because anything that they say the Republicans were doing, more than likely, they were doing themselves first.
Well, if you look at this indictment, and it's interesting because there doesn't seem to be a clear consensus that this indictment is it's obviously serious charges.
No.
But I think there's no clear consensus that this is a slam dunk, that this is built on some kind of traditional interpretations or prosecutions of these kinds of statutes, at least from what I understand. And there's nothing radically new about this. So it's interesting, Captain, that they seem to be trying to shoehorn in things about Donald Trump in January the 6th. And I think that in some ways, maybe this is designed, and again, this is just speculation, but maybe this is designed to get Donald Trump to accept some sort of plea deal because of the overwhelming nature of all these indictments and counts, and then simply say, okay, I'm not going to run for president, and then magically, poof, it would all just go away.
Now, Newsmax is reporting that Barack Obama has chimed in and talked to Joe Biden and warned Joe Biden about Donald Trump's political strengths, even with these three different trials and the indictments against him, and a fourth one probably coming, that Donald Trump is quite capable of defending himself and taking Joe Biden down in the process.
Well, can you imagine what another debate between Trump and Biden might look like? Because in the previous debates, I think, didn't Joe Biden, he was able to basically say, I don't know anything about Hunter, I don't
Correct.
Know anything about this laptop, I don't
Correct.
Know anything about anything, you know, and now, of course, we know a lot more about all that stuff.
He lied.
And so, yeah, well, exactly. So Trump will have a lot of material to work with that will land those kinds of heavy punches.
He absolutely lied and lied again and lied again, and all the surrogates lied because it's just not true. And that was their mission. Now, again, we've talked about this before. The Democrats are always on message, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
You could have 12 Republicans with 12 different answers, right?
That's right, yeah.
And they're famous for doing that. And they got to wake up and they got to figure out what their message is, and they need to get on it and stay on it.
Well, that's exactly right. They need unity, and they absolutely have to have some kind of unified message. Otherwise, it's just not going to work, no matter who the nominee is. You know, we were looking for the red wave. You know, we talked about this before in the midterms. And then, and I hate to name names, but I will. Here comes Lindsey Graham, and he suddenly introduces this idea of abortion into the whole mix, and the Democrats picked it up, ran with it, I think the results are very obvious. Not that abortion is not an important subject or important topic and so forth, but the Republican message about the economy got muddled with all that.
And this is America, and when you talk about America, you've got to start out talking about your wallet, for God's sake. Gasoline, $1.87 a gallon. Has anybody forgotten about that when it was up to $4 and something yesterday in a lot of different places that I drove by? I said drove by. And now today I hear that there's no room in the pipelines and they've had to drop the price of gasoline at the refinery, 20 cents a gallon, to try to stimulate the flow of gasoline again across the country. How about that?
Yeah, that's huge. And speaking of talking to the wallet, young people especially, but here, how do Democrats talk to young people about the economy and their wallet? They say, we're going to cancel your student debt, right? And so that goes a long way, I think, to trying to win hearts and minds.
Or
we know they can't do it and that kind of stuff.
Or we're going to give everyone in America a guaranteed income, whether they work or not.
Yeah, that's right, basic income. Because the Democrats can also begin to sort of take up this fight, and that is the work-life balance. And so kind of gone are the days of, well, you work really hard, and sometimes you pull 18-hour days and in order to get your business to really go. And, you know, there's something to be said for work-life balance, but they're going to own that concept, and I don't think the GOP should let them do that.
Now, do you know what I'm starting to see more and more of?
What's that?
People with gray hair working. Grocery stores, hardware stores, drug stores, you know, retail stores in general is where I'm seeing them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yep. Because they can't survive on what they got. So those kids today that are out there think they're going to get a guaranteed income. You better look far down the road and just look at the people that are working in these stores and do something. I mean, do something. Hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour coming your way, and Kathy's going to take us to break. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Washington, D.C. Metro Police say no shooter was found at the Senate office building this afternoon. U.S. Capitol Police began evacuating the building after officials said they received what they called a concerning 911 call. Metro Police say it appears to have been a bad call and there were no injuries and no shooter located. Former President Trump scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021 was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
Special Counsel Jack Smith said his office is ready to have all the evidence tested in a court of law. A variety of reasons are being blamed for the spike in U.S. gas prices. AAA says there are two main ones: global supply being constrained after OPEC nations cut production, and the summer's record heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, anyplace, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, diabetes, or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and WoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I was over there on Monday and saw Dr. Beaton. He's the head honcho over there. And he had quite a great conversation back and forth, and the people that keep coming over there and saying the captain sent them and all that, and we appreciate that. But if you're having problems with your feet or your ankles or even your knee or your calf or maybe even up to your hip, and no one's giving you any relief, I would suggest that you get a hold of them and let them take a look at you. Now, if you've got a wound that doesn't want to heal properly, obviously, they're the place to go because there are Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and there's some new methods of helping you that will help that wound heal up, and then you'll be a happy camper again. So
I'm going to give you their phone number, regardless of where you're at. It might be worth a call to check them out. 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. And remember, they're located in St. Petersburg at 38th and 66th, right there on the north side of the highway, the right side in the Doctor's Plaza there. So there you go. Okay, back to the telephone lines we go. And first we got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We've got one of our regular callers on the line here, and it's Aaron up in Denver. So good morning there, Mile High.
Hey, Cap, Professor Politics. Well, I just want to, you know, of course we got the rotten, dirty, broken down, old, bigot, racist sack of crap of a so-called president of the United States. And I just heard on the news that he signed a decree to ban incandescent light bulbs.
That's right. That went into effect yesterday.
Yesterday. And the thing is, though, you know, the market should decide if you want to buy an incandescent light bulb or one of the swirling light bulbs that I guess can last 5 to 10 years or whatever, depends how you use it. But the market should determine that, not big mama daddy government determine your options of what light bulbs you want to buy. I mean, I believe in options. If you want to buy a incandescent light bulb, buy if you want to buy one of the swirly light bulbs, buy that. Or if I want a plastic bag, I mean, here in my state of Colorado, I can't get a plastic bag when I shop at Walmart. I can get one at King Supers and Safeway, but I have to pay a fee if I want to use a plastic bag in those stores here in my state. And Professor Politics has said that they have not, in California, which still blows my mind, they have not banned plastic bags in California, but the one party we love riding dirty, broken down dumb donkeys, they've banned plastic bags in my state. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, adios.
Thank you. Kyle, what's the deal with the plastic bags in California?
Well, you know, a lot of people have these reusable bags. And, of course, everybody knows I'm a big Angels fan, right? So We've got a few of these Angels tote bags, and we use them for the grocery store. I always usually have one in my trunk, right? So I have one. But nowadays, because when COVID came along, now everybody's got the plastic bags because they didn't want you to bring in your reusable bags, I guess, because they might be contaminated or something.
Right.
And so now we've got plastic bags. So if you forget your reusable bag, you can always get a plastic one. So that's that.
And the grocery stores down here have got receptacles for the plastic bags so they can recycle them.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's good, too. And just to Aaron's point, about the incandescent bulbs, well, that's right. They are picking that, but they're going to argue that that it's all because of climate change and you need to have light bulbs that use less electricity, et cetera, et cetera. But I've yet to have, you know, and I've got a lot of LED bulbs, but it seems like they do burn out faster than 10 years from now. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an LED bulb that's lasted a super long time, but I guess I'm supposed to be using less energy, so go figure.
So Mike Pence got on the defensive yesterday and once again went out and defended himself and said something that wasn't exactly pro-Trump, but it wasn't exactly bad either. He said that a crackpot lawyer told Trump what he wanted to hear, which is why he's in the trouble he's in.
Well, Mike Pence is trying to obviously establish himself as somebody who's going to make his own decisions and didn't just blindly follow any kind of orders on January the 6th. That's going to be his stance, right? And so because we know that President Trump did more than likely rely on advice of counsel, perhaps several different counselors, that's going to be part of his defense about why he said what he said, for example. But Mike Pence is now saying that they were probably crackpot lawyers. The idea, of course, is that no matter what, you know, I think President Trump's always going to kind of march to his own drummer anyway, no matter what his advisors might say.
Probably. You're probably right with that. And, of course, Joe Biden is hiding out at the beach in plain sight.
But new video raises more questions about his health as he's stumbling around. Have you noticed him stumbling around on the beach, of all places?
Well, he's unstable to begin with when he's walking around. I mean, that's just obvious. And then, you know, then you go to the sand on the beach, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say, an accident waiting to happen, right? I mean, he's got to be very careful.
He's probably like me to a certain degree because I walk with a cane because it keeps me stable, okay? I don't wander left or right or, you know, have any deal like that. And, of course, the cane helps me, gives me a means of getting up and down out of a chair and whatnot if for some reason all of a sudden my legs start to feel wobbly on me. So that's why I do it, and that's what I've been told about it. Now, could I do something different? Yeah, I could have a scooter or whatever, but I'm not going to do it because I just don't want to go that route, because once you get in one of those scooters, that's it, you're done.
Well, one of the things about the presidency, too, is that there has to be some kind of projection of vigor, right? And in fact, that was, you know, we talked about John F. Kennedy earlier. One of the things about the Kennedy campaign back then was this actual term. They had an actual term for it called vigorous walking. And he'd walk along the beach or he'd walk with crowds.
With a cane sometimes.
Well, right, but he was trying to show that he was moving forward, that this was, you know, the young, strong America was emerging, you know, to the torch being, you know, to pass the torch, that kind of thing. And we've had various presidents in various states, of physical states, going back to FDR is probably the best example. But if the American people start thinking that, well, the current president doesn't really seem to be able to manage, then they might really make a different choice.
He also had a back brace he wore because he had broken his back, just like I had broken mine. And I had what was called a Kennedy back brace I wore for the better part of a year.
Well, but this really wasn't talked about a lot. In fact, it was almost hidden by the press. You know, the rocking chair and things like that that Kennedy would have to do in order to try to be serviceable, basically. So we just live in a very, very different time frame now where every little thing is amplified. But they don't really have to amplify much about Joe Biden because it's so upfront.
Well, they also hid the Marilyn Monroe stuff and all that other things, all those other things with the girls who were coming and going to visit the White House in the middle of the night, and that was kind of sheepish, kind of funny, but I get it. Then we had Bill Clinton after that, and he made everything look like it would never happen.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I never knew nothing about that. Once came over, I didn't know. Well, what's the meaning of his? Is it his, or what is it there, Kyle?
Yeah, but it's just very, very different today, and Joe Biden can't hide it.
Boy, I had it going that time, didn't I?
You sure did.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. Take a look at the weather for you and take a look at some things going on out there in terms of heat and whatnot. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Moa on this Thursday morning.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
haven't heard from her in a while, Kyle. Sheena Easton, remember her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then she got picked up by Prince and went out on the tour with him, and he made her into a superstar if she wasn't already one. And that's her from, well, that was one of her original hits.
Yeah, that goes back to 1984, and of course, before that, at the beginning of the 1980s, she was the Bond girl, right? She sang For Your Eyes Only, and that was a huge hit, and she had another one with 9 to 5. I mean, she really was a very, very big star at the time, and that song, of course, is it's pretty cool. These days they talk about women empowerment and all that. Well, she was helping to write the book about that back then.
All right. Tell us about the weather out west, please.
All right. Well, we continue to get these severe extreme heat warnings going on in southern Arizona for Tucson, Phoenix, on over into southern California, into the Blythe area. If you're coming in I-10, if you're heading over towards Indio, Palm Springs, you got some extreme heat to contend with there. We also have some rain, a little bit of rain on the map up near Salt Lake City, certainly around Provo. That hasn't changed really from last hour. Coming down out of Wyoming on I-25, you've got rain all around Fort Collins, south of Denver right now. Don't think it's affecting listener Aaron at this point, but it's definitely south between Denver and Colorado Springs. And then out I-70 near Flagler, you definitely got some rain coming across the interstate there, plus down near Trinidad in southern Colorado. So be careful out there.
Well, you know, when you look at the weather, you got to look no further than the Dakotas, because there's always something going on up there, and tonight is no exception. Now, we've got an initial phase of rain up there in South Dakota. If you're coming out of Rapid City, you're going to be in it for at least 100 miles east over halfway across South Dakota, and that rain is going to continue to move to the east as it continues to drift on. Also, you've got a schmutz alert down there in Nebraska, just south of Omaha, about 35, 40 miles worth. And moving down into, Kansas, you've got a high heat advisory for the southern one-third of Kansas, just south of Kansas City, and then the southeastern corner of Kansas. You've got 100-plus degree of weather you can see there today, for sure. The eastern half of Oklahoma will be the same all the way down into Texas, and that'll mean Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Joplin, Missouri. You'll all be around 100 degrees or more, and you'll have a high heat advisory for the rest of your state. Halfway across Texas, certainly, the Metroplex, northern part and western part of the Metroplex over towards Sweetwater. Hot temperatures. And then going east on I-20 over into Louisiana, over into Mississippi, you'll have 100-degree weather all the way across that stretch of the highway. You'll have upper 90s in the rest of Mississippi. And moving over into Alabama right now, it's about a third of the way across Alabama in about 50 to 60 miles, if you will, on I-20 and moving on down towards Mobile, Alabama, right now where the heat is. And the Gulf doesn't mean you're not going to be out of it. You're going to have some very warm temperatures down along the Gulf all the way over to just about Brownsville in Texas. And, of course, it'll be down towards San Antonio and over into Houston and over into Beaumont. So don't feel like the Lone Ranger over there. Now, moving up the line, Arkansas is totally immersed in a heat advisory. Little Rock, 100 degree plus, on up into the northeastern corner of Arkansas, then going up into the southern one-third of Missouri, and the rest of Missouri will be certainly in the 90s, but up above there, up around St. Louis, and then St. Louis further north, up towards Springfield in Missouri. You will have, in Illinois, by the way, you will have rain, lots of rain, thunder, lightnings being reported there, too, in some areas. You're also going to have some flash flood warnings and watches. I see three, one, two, three, four warnings right now in Missouri.
I see 1-2 warnings in southern Illinois. I see a warning in southwestern Indiana for flash flood warnings, and then the western part of Kentucky tonight. And that's what we're looking like with the weather at the moment. Kyle, we've got about 30 seconds. Make it real quick. Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, check out the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can max out your points during August, all described at pilotflyingj.com.
All right, very good. Now, joining us right now to give a little intro into what we'll be doing after the top of the hour is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, not to be outdone, Rudy Giuliani says that he's going to be one of the co-conspirators. That's his words, not mine. Do we know of any of the other people? I heard Sidney Powell might be one of them.
Yes, Sidney Powell, John Eastman, and looks like a couple other lawyers.
Wow. Well, I didn't think Sidney Powell threatened anybody or inspired anything, but I guess I was wrong. Or somebody thought so, anyway.
Well, it's co-conspirators.
Yeah.
So what that really means is that you have to have more than one for a conspiracy. And it comes down to, I would argue, the Department of Justice versus the lawyers in giving legal advice. Well, you can give bad legal advice and you can give good legal advice, but nonetheless, it's legal advice. So that's where we are.
Well, Mike Pence has already come out and said, for the record, that his lawyers, Trump's lawyers, gave him poor legal advice.
Well, you know, let's, in all honesty, Trump has been through hundreds and hundreds of lawyers, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, what lawyers are supposed to do is look at the law, look at what is not in the law, and create an argument. And that's what they did.
All right. Hold that thought. Kyle, you hang on there, too. Folks are coming back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. We'll be right back. Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-8-
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.